Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Welcome, and thank you for logging in to Milo's Internet Marketing radio program on TalkZone.com. And exactly what they said, we're going to talk about trafficking today, trying to get some free and low-cost traffic to your website. You can't sell if you don't have traffic there. So we're going to talk about getting some traffic and not spending a ton of money. We're also going to talk about some email tactics to make sure they're helpful and to get business to your website. You can send all the emails you want. If you don't get the traffic to the website, it's not going to help. And then Andy's going to talk about a few news items and a new way to text on cell phones coming up. So a lot of interesting things today. Want to remind you to check out our website, milosinternetmarketing.com, and lots of things on there for you. We had a lot of different websites, Milo's Pro Site and Milo's Email Blast and things like that. We kind of put them all under one package right now. They're all in one simple package, milosinternetmarketing.com. As I said, today we want to talk about Internet. It's the most inexpensive business in the world. Ever thought about starting a business only to abandon the idea because lack of finances? Well, your penny-saving days have come to an end thanks to the Internet. We will cover techniques today that you can use to greatly boost your website's traffic without spending your life savings on expensive traffic generation. It's just amazing the way you can get traffic to your website without spending a lot of money. You don't need to invest your life savings into Google ads and pay-per-click and all those kinds of things. There's just other ways to do that that's going to be cost-effective. These techniques are very powerful, and it'll help you to create more traffic than you're getting now, and you'll be surprised how much traffic you can get. So why do these techniques work? Well, here's the reason. Your agents of delivery are willing to promote you for free. You are sitting on fertile soil, in other words, high-traffic websites. The owners of some websites have got something of value from you they'll get, and so you'll give them something of value. And you are relying on a massive duplicating of power that the Internet has to offer. Of course, I'm not implying that all paid traffic is bad. Both free and paid traffic has its place on the grand scheme of things, but it's always better to start off with free traffic and then monetize it. And once you've mastered the art of monetizing free traffic, does it mean that you don't want paid traffic? Yes, you need that included also. But you get free traffic, build up some money, and then you take that money to then create some paid traffic, and it increases substantially as you keep moving along. If you're already making $1,000 on autopilot and wouldn't mind investing $500 of your monthly income for paid traffic, you could make another $1,000 a month. The key is for anyone who is just starting out to plant the seeds all over the Internet soil. You can pick and choose which of your plants grow faster, and then they'll bear fruit, and then you can start nurturing that aspect of it. It sure beats setting up a shop downtown, sitting there all day waiting for customers to come in, the high rent and all that. You can do it very inexpensively on the web, and you can do it in your free time. You can still have your regular job and do this along with it. The most important and the best way to do it is viral marketing. We've talked about this before, but I want to touch on it again. If you've ever had chickenpox, it starts from one member of the family getting infected by a friend or relative, and then they bring it home, and then pretty soon the entire family has chickenpox, and before you know, the carrier passes it on to everybody else. This is what viral marketing is. One person gets it, another one, and it keeps multiplying. Really, it becomes unstoppable. A few components to achieve this. Advertisements placed in strategic locations, like at the back of ebooks or in your email, the signature of your email. If you're selling something for free, make sure your email account and website address is all over that literature that you hand out. If you have some e-products that you're going to sell, whether it's some skill of teaching something, whether it's how to learn something and do something, You want to be sure that you put your link in there several times, at the beginning, at the end, wherever it is. If you can't put it on the actual item because you don't have permission to do that, then along with your email and your other material, be sure you put your website address, email address if you want to, but it's certainly your website address there. Then as other people get it and receive it, it's going to spread your website around. If you want to kickstart your viral marketing campaign, you will need to find a suitable carrier for this virus. That's really what it's like. By having the right carrier, you'll be able to launch your campaign as swiftly as possible because it only takes a short while before the viral effect starts to kick in. A suitable carrier would be an e-product, some product that you're sending electronically. That's really the most valuable thing for the web, is that everything is by digital components. It's sent to them. They buy something, they receive it immediately. They purchase something, they don't have to wait for the mail to come. They don't have to wait 3 weeks. They don't have to pay postage handling. They can do it by digitally download. Not everything is this way, but that's pretty much what we're going to talk about today, is digital downloads. If you're selling something in the area of dog collars, as we spoke about before, you can have a digital book about it. You can send that down free, but again, have your website splattered all over it in a neat way, but all over it. If you want to kickstart your whole process, you will need to find the carrier, as I said, and that carrier, again, is your e-product that you have. Don't ignore that fact. However, you must choose the right carrier. The carrier has to have credibility, has to have a good attraction factor, has to appeal to the target audience that you want. If you're sending your website that sells different balloons to somebody who is purchasing weight equipment, it's not going to help. Again, it sounds silly, but you're amazed at what people will do, just buy a list and send it out to any list. That's not going to help. An example of an effective carrier is that the e-product must have an appealing e-cover that will capture the attention of the prospects. You can judge a book by its cover if it's proper. So you want to be sure to take time, whether it's a PDF file, whether it's an actual document of some sort in a Word document, however you send it, make sure that it has a good cover, an attractive cover. And on the website, show a picture of that. Make it very attractive looking. Then when your campaign launches, you won't need to do anything more than to watch the traffic come in. You can outsource things. If you're not good at setting up an ad, you write the ad, you're not real good, or you want somebody who really has done it many times in the past, you can outsource your copywriting. You can outsource many things. But a great place to look for outsourcing is Elance.com. Electronic Lance. Elance.com for outsourcing. Now that you've found your carrier, 95% of the work will be done by your sales force. And the sales force is the selling of the product over and over again. They will promote the carriers for their own product or benefit while your ads and links are sitting in their books. So you give whatever you're selling or giving away to other people to give away and sell, and then it just kind of explodes that way. One of the fastest ways to get started out is to search for blogs that are constantly looking for content from contributors. People are looking all the time for information. Search your niche on Google to find a blog somewhere, one that best suits your own domain area. And then once you find that, then start writing articles for that. And then at the end of your article, put your domain name in there. Put your website in there. You don't want to put it in three or four times because then they're not going to allow you to list your blog. They'll stop it. You can't oversell. But if you put something interesting there, good facts, good information with your website, then it's really going to make them want to look at your website and say, boy, this person really has something to offer. He gave me something of value, and that's important. A great place to go is Marketing Blog Zine. Marketing Blog Zine, that's Z-I-N-E. And there you will certainly see a lot of places where you can then blog, especially for your niche. If you want to divert traffic from blogs, what you can do is contribute your blog post as a regular contributor. The more often you can contribute, the more times they see your name, the more credibility you have. And that's what it all comes down to. It's like a store. If you're a repairing TVs and you do a good job, word of mouth is going to spread. If you don't do a good job, it's going to be negative. So you need to get reliability out there, and you do that by getting your name out in front of people. And you talk about topics that are relevant to the blog as well as to your own situation. It's a good way to capture the reader's attention, and then they'll look down at the bottom and see your link, and if they're interested and they like what you say, they're going to click onto it. What you'll need to do is the following benefits. This is what you're going to get as far as benefits. You get to tap into their traffic and drive traffic to your website. That's all valuable. You get to build your credibility online because you get to leverage your authority. You have not only your authority, but their authority too. The blog posts will remain there for a period of time, usually several weeks. So you've got free advertising, you might say, up for several weeks, but only if you have something valuable to contribute. Just don't want to throw anything up there because people aren't going to value that. They want to value what you're presenting. Another good way, have you ever read the newspaper only to get the feeling that the very article that you were reading already was published somewhere on the Internet? That happens. Those articles are probably taken from article directories from the Internet, and yet it's a valuable source of information, and it gives riches. So you can get your article somewhere listed, and it can be printed someplace else. If you want to drive much traffic to your website using free or low-cost way, then article directory is another good way to go. Blogs is one way. Article is a little more professional, a little more clear-cut. You want more of a direct statement within your newsletter, within your article, because then it will be accepted and published. Now, almost everyone will allow you to publish to their blog. The article directories are a little more squeamish, a little more censorship of what's in there. They want to make sure there's good quality. They want to make sure what you're giving is relevant. And they will also check out you and your website. But it gives great credibility when people see your name and your website in an article because they know that you've gone through quite a bit to get there. Article marketing is so lucrative for the following reasons. The famous article directories have lots of targeted traffic. Thousands of people go to these article directories to find content. Somebody wants to learn about something, they will often go to an article directory, and that will feed them a lot of information. Similar to high-traffic blogs, article directories also allow you to brand yourself as an expert. Because once you're on that article directory, you now are an expert because they've accepted you. Some article directories rank high on the search engines. It allows your author bio to rank up high. The plus thing with an article directory is it also has a spot where you publish your little bio of who you are, what you're doing. So it really adds to giving you credibility. And, of course, your link is there. Your link is two places, one in the article and also in your little bio report. But, again, many article directories rank very high on search engines. Why? Because they have all these links jumping back and forth. And the more links you have, the more ranking you will get in the search engines. So it really juices up your website and will juice up what you're trying to do. Write an article about a product or something related to your website. Again, if you can't write something, you're not good at it, You go to Elance, you can get somebody to write a 300-400-page or word article for about $5, $6. They're not expensive. People that like to write can get one of those articles out in no time. Then it's yours. You paid for it. You put your name on it, and you put it up there, and it's well done. It's good grammar, spelling correct, and those all things add to your credibility. Once your article is complete, do a search on Google for the search term article directory, and then search for some keywords that are in your article, and boom, you're going to find your article pop up. You'll find a good list of article directories, and once your article is approved, it will remain on the front page of that particular niche article site for several days. And then when a new one comes up, it's pushed down. But it'll be there for a good 30 days usually, but buried. But for the first week, your article's at the top, and that's what's important. One of the advantages of article directory submission is that you can take the same article along with your bio and use it over and over again. Submit it to a different article directory. They're all independent. They'll all accept your article. All you do is cut and paste from one to another. Although, I would suggest that they recommend that, but what I suggest is you change the article a little bit, and then when people start reading it, it's different than the one they read before. So, boy, this person really is prolific. He can throw out all kinds of information, but it's the same article rewritten. It really makes a difference in your niche. You're selling shoes? Well, there's articles where article directories about shoes, shoemakers, shoe selling, shoe repair, all those things. A place where you can go and create credibility. Occasionally, you may find the process too tedious to send out to all these directories because there's many directories. Again, you can find people on Elance that will send those to you, and because you can't submit them to 50 at a time, you have to do each one independently, and that takes a fair amount of time. So you can hire somebody to do that. Again, outsourcing is important. You can't do everything. You've got to put down the things that are most important for you, what you can handle, what you can do, and then outsource a few other things. And you'll be amazed how quickly things move along once you start outsourcing, because it doesn't all fall on your shoulders, and you get buried in time. You're going to work. You got your family life, and yet you spend too much time working on the web. It's going to create all kinds of problems. But if you outsource some of these things, they can be done very well. Maybe you're not good at putting things up on your host. You want to put different websites. You maybe want to put up a blog of your own, those kinds of things. You can hire somebody who just handle your site for you. So just a lot of things that you can do to outsource things, and I definitely would look at doing those kinds of things. Another good thing to think about doing is to, if you write something, whether it's in the line of shoe repair, dog collars, horse training, whatever it is, to write the book and write it with the idea of reselling it. Somebody else can buy it from you and resell it. So you sell it for $30 and you list it, and there's a lot of reseller sites. You list it to somebody. If they buy it for $50, they can resell it for the $30. Now, you might think that's taking money away from you, which it is, but again, it's getting your item out there more. You have more people selling for you. It's like having salesmen out in the country, across the country, that are getting a percentage of what they sell and sending it back to you. So write something sometimes and think about putting it in the resale market area. And so people then will buy it for a little more money, then they'll resell it on their website, or they'll resell it, another horse trainer will get it and resell it to their customers. Now there's another term called private label rights. If you want to go one step further, you write an article and you sell it for $30, or a book, you sell it for $30, you sell it for $50 as resale, and you sell it for $100 as personal label rights. Now, with personal label rights, then that person can put their name on it and sell it as their own. You give them permission to do that. It just helps you sell your item in many, many different ways, and those are all important things to do. Another great way is to don't forget the signature of your email. A signature is the form at the bottom, kind of like a P.S. We often put a P.S. at the bottom of a letter. Look at many emails as a P.S. Usually it's some philosophical statement or some quote that people like. But if you're in business, you need to put something down there that either links to your website, links to a particular aspect of your website, a particular page of your website, your blog, something there that will make people look at the bottom. The advantage of having it as a link is it stands out from all the other things, because it usually would be underlined and many times in blue, not necessarily always. But it will then stand out a little bit more, and your email or your website will always be in front of them. And in case they look through, you know, people usually skim their email. They scroll down quickly, but they see that at the bottom and it looks appealing. If you've got the right domain name that talks about horse training and their horse trainers, they'll want to click on that horse training link. If your domain name is, Go Find a Horse, it doesn't talk about horse training. So it helps to have a name that prescribes what your company doing is, what you're trying to do. You need to think about putting that signature down there. Don't be afraid to put something down there, and you'll be surprised. That will also add extra traffic to your site. There's a gold mine out there. There's a lot you can do out there to improve your trafficking. Viral marketing, as we said, is one of the most powerful ways to drive traffic. Everything you send out, put your web address on, no matter what it is, and put it in several different places. Get it in front of them. It's amazing the difference that makes. Become a contributor to high-traffic blogs. Look at blogs. If there's only one or two a week that contribute, it's not very high profile. But if there's one that a lot of people are blogging on, sure, you may be buried very quickly, but you're going to be seen by more people. Write a simple article, just one article. Then you can propagate that all across the Internet to many different places. And then use your signature to help you get your website in front of people through emails. Emails are skimmed, as we said, but once you put that the website address at the bottom, it's really going to help. Just some ways to drive traffic that are somewhat inexpensive. Some of it's free, but it's certainly going to help. And we're going to take a break, so stay tuned for much more on Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.